Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Direction by Emma Dancy. Psalm 32, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Our lives are perpetual experiences of trusting God and taking steps towards the plans that He has for us. Whether we are in a season of trusting the Lord which college to choose, or who to marry, or where to live, He is always working and moving us towards His greater plan for our lives. The beautiful part is that the Lord does not just make decisions for us. He invites us in to have choices. As challenging as it is to be seeking Christ's will for our lives, we can consider it a glorious invitation to walk with Him daily and follow His leading. The unknowns draw us to listen to our Savior's voice. The question marks in life put us on a quest of knowing God more. The confusion takes us to the one who is the unchanging God. Let's pray. Our great God, thank you that you have everything under control. Thank you that you are perfect and your ways are perfect. Thank you that even in my past mistakes, you have worked them out for my good and your glory. You can use the poor decisions as testimonies of your grace and mercy. Thank you that you already know what is next, and I do not have to be afraid. Thank you that you walk with me and never leave my side. Thank you that you want me to seek you in this decision and in everything. Forgive me for the times when I have not looked to you in making decisions. Forgive me for going my own ways and thinking that I knew best. Remind me today of your great compassion and help these past sins point me to the joys of following you in the future. Psalm 86, verse 5 says, You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. I haven't always done this right before, and know that I am likely to choose my own paths today. Help my heart to align with your will. Open my mind to your best and your ways. Lord, you say in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Would you help me not to just hear that or read that, but to truly believe that? Help me to place my full trust in you. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to believe you and not what my human eyes can see and my human mind can comprehend. Give me the ability to do this in all my ways. Thank you for promising to make my path straight if I trust in you. God, you told Isaiah in Isaiah 30, verse 21, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Would you please open my ears to your voice? You are still speaking and guiding your people in this world today. Would you help me to take time to listen and be still and know that you are my God? There are so many voices around me competing for your place in my life. Help me not to focus on the voices around me. Help me to hear your voice alone as my authority. Then, as I seek wise counsel and ask trusted advisors in my life, may I always sift through their words with you and with your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the gift of your Bible. I am grateful for your holy and perfect words. Help me to remember that you have many answers for me just waiting, written in the Bible. Give me the drive and the urgency to seek you out in your word. Help me to love the scriptures and learn from the people within them. Thank you for this beautiful map of guidance in my life. Help me to use it every day to grow in my love for you. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.